Mr. Chair. My name is Ana Laura Figueiredo. I'm part of OMA, Brazilian Institute of Human Rights and Business, and I speak on behalf of Justiça Global. As mentioned, for our interventions during this session, apart from the proposal made by the delegations, we will make suggestions based on Bill 572, which is a human rights law. In addition to our representing the colonial perspective, it is the recognition by Brazilian human rights defender and affected people that the UNGPs and NAPs could not be enough. Even though Article 7 incorporates elements such as the reversal of the burden of proof and the need for monitoring the implementation of reparations, there are gaps that may limit the practical effectiveness of these provisions. A critical point is the emphasis on non-judicial mechanisms by referring to state agencies in Article 7.2. The power disparity between affected people and TSCs is often so significant that extrajudicial solutions tend to favor corporations, and this also could open up for the possibility of private resolution. For that, we support Brazil and South Africa in replacing state agency to state authorities throughout the article. We support Cameroon and Ghana on 7.2 Chapeau. Furthermore, the inclusion of provisions allowing third parties to file claims on behalf of victims strengthens the system accessibility and effectiveness. Such adjustments are crucial to prevent administrative implementation from being captured by corporate interests, weakening human rights protection. An absent aspect is the centrality of victim suffering, a principle already consolidated in human rights debates and recognized by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights. The lack of this focus weakens the treaty narrative of victim protection, which should aim primarily to restore their rights. Regarding the best interest and participation of the victims, we support Palestine on Proposal 7.1b and Brazil on 7.2cb, as well as all paragraphs where it mentions affected persons and communities and violations, which are the appropriate language. In addition, the mention of the right to full reparation is well inserted by Brazil in 7.5b and should be supported. For that, I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank